get ready.
Hello, I think.
Welcome to the Galactic Escape Pod.
Incoming!
Well, come on.
Nice of you guys to drop by.
The official podcast of Galactic-Voyage.com.
Everybody quiet. We've been waiting for you.
Everything is proceeding as I have foreseen.
Impressive. Most impressive.
Everybody, to the next episode of the Galactic Escape Pod. We're so glad to have you with us today. My name is Gary Willis, and I am your host. It has been quite a while since I've provided you all with a show, but it is for a good reason. I've had the birth of our fourth child, and all the crazy schedules that have come with that as well. When you have two kids, you're basically in a man-to-man defense, but when you have three, you have to move to a zone. Well, now I have four. And so we're having to go to the prevent defense, and it's pretty much like herding cats sometimes. Also, I've been working on a large project at work and have been pulled away a lot. So during that time, we have gotten really some good information for Episode 7. We've had some casting announcements. Also, our first look at some of the behind-the-scenes images from what surely is Tatooine in the Abu Dhabi set. And a return to some familiar ships from the Star Wars universe. Also, those leaked pictures were out online, and we've enjoyed seeing those things. And hopefully, if you're into spoilers, you have too. So we have lots of great news today. We're going to be getting into talking about the Star Wars Insider, number 150. We're going to talk a little bit about Star Wars, The Underworld. And that was the TV show that got canceled. And we're going to talk a little bit about Han Solo's backstory. We got some information from that. Then we'll get into the Clone Wars a little bit. We'll talk about the Lost Missions. And the latest comic book, The Son of Dathomir, for Darth Maul, is now coming out, issue number 2. We'll talk some about that. As we move into Star Wars Rebels information, we'll take a look at the extended look we're going to see for that show coming in August. There will be more actors identified, and we'll talk more about that. In Episode 7 news, we'll talk about how Harrison Ford got injured on the set of Star Wars Episode 7. And also, Lupita Nyong'o and her getting cast in Star Wars, and we'll hear a little bit from her. In gaming news, we'll talk about Star Wars Attack Squadrons. We'll talk about the Star Wars Scene Maker app that's now available for the Apple iOS. We'll also get into talking about how EA has a new website, and also Star Wars Battlefront, as we have some information on that. And then to close out the day, we'll be talking about the story of Return of the Jedi, the LP Part 4 from 1983. So let's go ahead and get into the news.
Do you know what's going on? Maybe it's another drill.
What if he doesn't survive? He's worth a lot to me.
Move along.
So let's get started by talking about Star Wars Insider number 150. The latest Star Wars Insider is now available, and here's what you can find in this issue. This Star Wars Insider will celebrate its 150th issue, and on the cover you'll find three different LEGO variations for their cover. It did come out on June 10th, and this anniversary issue kicks things off with the first part of an exclusive look at the LEGO Star Wars phenomenon from brick to video game to TV smash hit. Be on the lookout for two newsstand covers featuring Clone Troopers and Han Solo, and a special Diamond exclusive comic store cover featuring Obi-Wan Kenobi. Also in this special 150th issue of Star Wars Insider, original editor Dan Madsen recalls how the Insider began and highlights some of the best features and interviews from the entire run. Plus an exclusive guide to the final episodes of Star Wars The Clone Wars, and a special update on the animated Star Wars spectacular Star Wars Rebels, and maybe, just maybe, some Episode 7 information. Other highlights we'll find in this issue are the Blade Squadron. And this is the second part of the epic tale set during Return of the Jedi. There's also Hot Stuff, an exclusive reveal of the Hot Wheels amazing new Darth Vader cars. The Myth Maker, the man who made lightsabers, gets interviewed. Authors of the Expanded Universe, 20 Years of Tales of the Jedi. The first of the three-part look at the making of that epic comic. Star Wars Prequels Unseen, this is part three, and there are some rare images from the Star Wars prequels that are revealed. And then 15 Things You Never Knew About LEGO Star Wars. 15 years of blockbusting action is celebrated. So most importantly, according to the announcement made in the Star Wars Insider number 150, that all fiction contained within this magazine will now be part of the new Star Wars canon, as suggested by the April announcement that came from Lucasfilm. So the surprise is that the shift to official canon status started with the previous issue, released days before Lucasfilm announced the new attitude towards spinoff material and continuity. This means that the Blade Squadron, that two-part story that's running in these issues, number 149 and 150 of The Insider, has the dubious distinction of being the first new canon material published. So be sure to pick up your copy or start a subscription today. You're going to want to this magazine as we continue to ramp up for Star Wars Rebels and Episode 7. The Star Wars underworld would have been explained according to Han Solo's backstory. When Disney bought Lucasfilm, those scripts, hours and hours of new Star Wars content, were part of the package. Unfortunately, we don't know exactly what Disney has planned for television besides, of course, Star Wars Rebels. Now, odds are this show will never happen. But the biggest clue is one of the writers who is now part of an ambitious Indiana Jones Kickstarter project, and he's actually talked about the show on the record. His name is Steven Scalia, and he has explained some of the stories that were key elements of the Han Solo's backstory. They explored events such as Han Solo's meeting Chewbacca, Solo winning the Millennium Falcon from Lando, and more. So let's go ahead and listen in to his comments.
I've been a huge fan of Lucas and Spielberg my entire life, especially Indiana Jones and Star Wars. When I heard there was the thought of a Star Wars show happening, I pushed really hard to get my writing partner and I on that show. We had the meeting, we got the job. I think pretty much the meeting with George Lucas himself was, can you get to this meeting without throwing up on him because you're such a big fan? Thankfully, we made it through that. The way the show was going to work was it was going to take place between episodes 3 and 4. And it was going to tell the story of a different part of the Star Wars universe that you didn't exactly know, and then it was going to slowly fold back into the characters that you knew and loved. There's no greater thrill than re-breaking inside the canon of Star Wars stories that you've always wanted to tell. We told the story of how Han met Chewie and how Lando lost the Millennium Falcon. I even got to pitch a Boba Fett action scene with his rocket pack. And there's no better feeling than as a storyteller to have the guy who created all of these characters look at you and give you a thumbs up and say, it's pretty good, I like that. I think the best part of that experience was working so closely with someone who didn't realize he taught me so much about storytelling and how quickly you can fall in step with someone when your style is so much influenced by the work they've done. It's one thing to get to work with one of your true heroes. It's another one he invites you into his playground that's so beloved and you're writing dialogue for characters that you've loved your entire life. And it really got me thinking about the world of Indiana Jones too. And I know Dave was really passionate about it too. We got to talking one night and now here we are. I'm so glad all the pieces are coming into place. I cannot wait to share it with you.
Now, with all the talk of Han Solo being featured in one of the standalone films, will there be elements from the show that have helped to shape this film? Or are we just going to miss some of the key information that would have really helped us to understand Han as a character and also provide a nice segue into Episode 7 and a possible standalone film? So, are we going to get a standalone film on Han? Of course, the rumors are out there, but I don't know that we'll actually get one. But it really would be interesting to see if we could get some of that extra information about Han. In Clone Wars news, Lost Missions are now available on other platforms. According to the Clone Wars Facebook page, the 13 Season 6 Lost Mission episodes are now available on other platforms. Originally a Netflix exclusive, and they had the rights to the show, but that time has passed, and here are other ways to view the Season 6 content. You can get it on Apple iTunes, you can get it on Amazon, Google, Microsoft, Sony, Verizon, and Vudu. Unfortunately for other folks in other countries at this point, they are only available in the U.S. and Canada. No announcement has been made yet as to whether or not the Season 6 will be available on DVD and Blu-ray, but I'm definitely looking forward to adding this season to my collection, and I'll let you know as soon as possible if there's any announcement. Star Wars Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir, number 2, is now available.
You must realize you are doomed.
Revenge. I must have revenge.
Adapted from unaired episodes of the Clone Wars TV show, Dark Horse released part 2 of 4 in its Darth Maul, Son of Dathomir story. Conspiracy of Evil. Darth Sidious captured and interrogated his former apprentice, Maul, and learned that the witch mother Talzin was behind his resurrection. Aware of Talzin's growing power as a formidable adversary, Sidious devises a plan to use Maul to lure her out into the open where he can destroy her. Freed by his allies, Maul rejoined his Mandalorian army on Zanbar, but soon fell under an attack by General Grievous, who routed Maul's forces after an intense ground battle. Now on the run, Maul attempts to regroup before Sidious, Grievous, and Count Dooku can close ranks around him. So be sure to pick up your copy of this great Clone Wars story today. In Rebels news, we're going to have an extended look coming in August. So the Phineas and Ferb Star Wars episode that comes out July 26th will be re-airing on August 4th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Disney XD as part of the Star Wars themed programming block. Why does this matter to you, and what does it have to do with Rebels? Well, following this episode, we will be provided with an extended look at Star Wars Rebels. No other details have been provided at this time, but I am looking forward to a more in-depth look at this show that will be launching in the fall. I will provide you with more information as it becomes available. Also, in other Rebels news, we've started hearing about Billy Dee Williams being possibly involved in the show towards the end of last year. Now word comes from the man himself via Twitter that he will be, in fact, lending his voice to the Star Wars Rebels cast. This is fantastic news, and we're all hoping it will be as Lando Calrissian. But could he possibly be playing another character? Of course, only time will tell. Now, other than Billy Dee Williams, we have more Rebels actors who've been identified. According to Eric Geller from TheForce.net and The Force Cast, he had a report come in where he was provided some information about a couple of key Rebels voice actors. This information has not been officially confirmed by Disney or Lucasfilm at this point, but since the names are out there, if they are correct, we may be getting an announcement soon. If you don't want to know anything about the other voice actors at this point that play key characters in Star Wars Rebels, then I guess you might want to call this segment a minor spoiler, and you could jump ahead several minutes to skip through this portion of the podcast. No plot points are going to be revealed at this point, at least nothing we haven't already seen in a trailer and other Rebels video clips. So, the series premiere will be comprised of 2 episodes. The main bad guy for those episodes will be Imperial Agent Kallus, and we've seen him in a few clips from the trailer and of the other video releases. He's wearing the Roman-style helmet that looks like it has the number 5 as you would see it when rolling dice on the top of his head. We all heard him say,
"You troopers, focus your fire on the Jedi."
And he also has the Wookiees prisoner. Agent Kallus will be voiced by David Oyelowo, and we had heard of this possible involvement in the show several months ago. The Imperial Inquisitor has been a point of discussion since we first saw him. He intrigued us further during his short discussion during the trailer.
"Inquisitor, I have encountered a rebel cell."
"He
You did well to call.
Now, you may have asked yourself, who's voicing him? He sounds familiar. He will be voiced by Harry Potter star Jason Isaacs. We don't see the Inquisitor much more than what we've been provided with in the hologram in the trailer. The last character that's been identified, at least for the series premiere, will be a tie-in from The Clone Wars, giving that show continuity that we all would want and need. One of our favorite voice actors, James Arnold Taylor, will be reprising his role as Obi-Wan Kenobi, but it is said that he will be in a holographic recording only. Any James Arnold Taylor and Obi-Wan is better than none.
I thought you might say that.
Great news, and I look forward to getting more information about Rebels in the days and weeks ahead. In Episode 7 news, Harrison Ford has been injured on the set of Star Wars Episode 7. Ow! Harrison Ford, who's 71, was airlifted to the hospital after being injured while filming Episode 7. A large door at Pinewood Studios in the UK was the culprit. Word was originally that he had broken his ankle, but according to publicists, it turns out he has broken his leg and has completed surgery, and will be out for at least 8 weeks. He had also been hurt in the chest and hip areas, but not as much has been made about those injuries. As a result, the team has been rescheduling shoots to take into account what could be a long absence, but the main thing at this point is making sure that Harrison is okay. Other cast members were really upset that something like this could happen, so all the doors and other props on the Star Wars sets are being checked for safety as a result of this particular accident. How will these injuries affect Ford's role and his ability to perform scenes as written? Well, I'm sure they will do any shots where he doesn't have to be up and around, like sitting in a pilot's seat. They may also change some of the camera angles to focus on his upper body. So who knows what story elements will need to be changed because of his injuries. I just hope it doesn't damage his ability to be an effective actor moving forward, if it even perhaps see him in another Star Wars film or Indiana Jones films.
Look, don't worry. Everything's gonna be fine. Trust me.
Here's to a speedy and full recovery, Harrison. In other Episode 7 news, Lupita Nyong'o on getting cast in Star Wars Episode 7. Extras A.J. Calloway caught up with the 12 Years a Slave Academy Award winner actress Lupita Nyong'o on the carpet of the 2014 CFDA Awards. Lupita had a short chat about being cast in the new Star Wars film, spilling details on when exactly she was cast. Lupita, however, remained tight-lipped on the character that she would play, though she did say she was excited for the wardrobe. Let's listen in.
And Star Wars.
Yes.
I heard that you're going to add it to the cast?
Yes, that is true. It is official, and I'm glad it's finally out.
Has it been a work in progress? You haven't been able to say anything about it for a while?
No, just like, you know, it's been about a week or two. It started off as a rumor some time back, but it wasn't true then. Now it is now. I'm glad.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is. I'm really excited to be going to a galaxy far, far away.
And do you know what you're going to be playing? Do you have any idea about the character?
Yes, but you won't know. Not right now.
You can't tell it? You can't give us a little bit?
No. You know plenty already.
I'm just imagining the wardrobe.
Sorry?
The wardrobe, what they're going to put you in.
Yeah, something fabulous.
I'm looking forward to seeing all the new talented actors and actresses as they take us into the golden age of the Star Wars saga. In gaming news, Star Wars Attack Squadrons has been canceled. Disney has canceled Star Wars Attack Squadrons that was the first announced last December. Their website states, quote, "We want to thank all the fans who participated in the closed beta of Star Wars Attack Squadrons. After much consideration, we've decided to cease development so that we can focus on other Star Wars game experiences. We truly appreciate the time you spent engaging in the beta." End quote. Star Wars Attack Squadrons aimed to allow players to customize their own versions of the iconic Star Wars ships such as X-Wings and TIE Fighters, with multiplayer fights of up to 16 players supported. It entered a closed beta period in January, and this has now been taken offline. Attack Squadrons was being developed by Area 52 Games and was to be published by Disney Mobile. A 10-year exclusivity deal between EA and Disney was signed last year, granting EA exclusive rights to develop Star Wars games for core audiences. One such game in development is Visceral's unannounced Star Wars project, which former Naughty Dog creative director Amy Hennig is now working on. Are you one of the beta players affected by Star Wars Attack Squadron's closure? Do you feel Disney has sufficient reason to cancel this project? Be sure to email us your comments or use our SpeakPipe application on the show page and let us know your thoughts about yet another game cancellation. The Star Wars SceneMaker app is now available for the Apple iOS. The app gives children the ability to reimagine three iconic scenes from the Star Wars franchise, including the Cloud City Duel, and what those worlds can be using their own imagination. Kids and adults can position multiple virtual cameras to capture things like vehicles and ships and characters and props and weapons that can be manipulated in a 360-degree field. Even dialogue can be voiced. Consumers will also be available to share their stories through Facebook and YouTube. The app is supported on the iOS 7 or later and is free to download. Of course, no word yet on an Android or Windows Phone platform release. There's a new Star Wars EA website. Over a year ago, EA and their partners at Lucasfilm and Disney reached a multi-year, multi-title exclusive licensing agreement for the creation of new Star Wars games aimed at core gamers across consoles, PC, mobile, and tablets. StarWars.EA.com is the new singular destination for Star Wars fans to learn more about the exciting new games in development at EA. Right now, you can find new videos and the latest on the Star Wars Battlefront from DICE and Star Wars The Old Republic from BioWare. Be sure to bookmark the new website, and I am sure it will be a hot destination before too long with the new games that will be coming out. And we also have now a Star Wars Battlefront update. DICE and EA has released its new trailer for Star Wars Battlefront at E3. The trailer provides a look behind the scenes at some of the early game video. Let's listen in.
Star Wars belongs to everyone who loves this amazing universe. We've all grown up with it. And now, we at DICE have the opportunity of a lifetime to make the Star Wars game that, as fans, we've all dreamt of playing. To stay as true to the films as possible, we went back to where it all began, visiting the Lucas archives to capture the actual models and props used in the movies. Was an incredibly emotional experience. There's so much love and detail in these pieces that we want to get into the game. But to immerse players in iconic Star Wars battles will take more than just authentic weapons and vehicles. We went to the original movie locations, not just to capture the environments, but the emotions they invoke as well. The early results are truly spectacular. We have an experienced team, an extraordinary collaboration with Lucasfilm, and some of the best technology in the industry. But above all, it is our passion for Star Wars that will bring this legacy to life like never before. And as someone once said, do or do not. There is no try.
As with many new games, they provide some great video, but is that gameplay or other scenes with animation? Many people, including myself, were hoping for more of a look into the game, but with its issues that they've been having with their Battlefield 4, and they need to be doing some rework on that, they are behind schedule. DICE and EA are also not willing to pin down a release date yet. I would rather them take their time instead of putting out an inferior product because they had some sort of deadline to meet. Our next scheduled look at the game will be in the spring of 2015. Now it's time for the story of Return of the Jedi LP Part 4 from 1983. When we last left off, Yoda had become one with the Force on Dagobah, and Luke discusses with Obi-Wan that he learned there was another Skywalker. During that time, he discovers that Leia is his sister, but Obi-Wan tells Luke to bury his feelings, or they could be used to serve the Emperor. Let's pick up on the action in the story.
Meanwhile, aboard the Death Star, hundreds of Imperial troops snapped to attention as the Emperor's shuttle ramp was lowered. Darth Vader knelt before his master, a gnarled and ancient figure wrapped in a hooded cloak.
Rise, my friend.
The Death Star will be completed on schedule.
You've done well, Lord Vader. And now I sense you wish to continue your search for young Skywalker.
Yes, my master.
Patience, my friend. In time, he will seek you out. And when he does, you must bring him before me. He has grown strong. Only together can we turn him to the dark side of the Force.
As you wish.
Aboard the Rebel Headquarters frigate, Alliance leader Mon Mothma addressed the anxious Rebel troops.
The Emperor's made a critical error and the time for our attack has come. The data brought to us by the Bothan spies pinpoints the exact location of the Emperor's new battle station. We've learned that the Emperor himself is personally overseeing the final stages of the construction of this Death Star. Admiral Ackbar, please.
Although the weapon systems on this Death Star are not yet operational, the Death Star does have a strong defense mechanism. It is protected by an energy shield, which is generated from the nearby forest moon of Endor. The shield must be deactivated if any attack is to be attempted. Once the shield is down, our cruisers will create a perimeter while the fighters fly into the superstructure and attempt to knock out the main reactor. General Calrissian has volunteered to lead the fighter attack.
Good luck. You're gonna need it.
General Nadine.
We have stolen a small Imperial shuttle. Disguised as a cargo ship and using a secret Imperial code, a strike team will land on the moon and deactivate the shield generator. General Solo, is your strike team assembled?
My team's ready. I don't have a command crew for the shuttle.
That's gonna be rough, pal. I didn't want to speak for you.
That's one.
General, count me in.
I'm with you too.
Luke.
Hi, Han. Chewie. Exciting is hardly the word I would choose.
You got her warmed?
Yeah, she's coming up.
Yeah, well, I don't think the Empire had Wookiees in mind when they designed her, Chewie.
Han stared out the windshield of the stolen Imperial shuttle toward his beloved Millennium Falcon.
Hey, you awake?
Yeah, I just got a funny feeling, like I'm not going to see her again.
Come on, General. Let's move.
Right. Chewie, let's see what this piece of junk can do. Ready, everybody?
All set.
Here we go again.
What is thy bidding, my master?
Send the fleet to the far side of Endor. There it will stay until called for.
What of the reports of the rebel fleet massing near Sullust?
It is of no concern. Soon the rebellion will be crushed and young Skywalker will be one of us. Your work here is finished, my friend. Go out to the command ship and await my orders.
Yes, my master.
Jumping through hyperspace, Han found himself approaching Vader's command ship and the half-completed Death Star.
If they don't go for this, we're gonna have to get out of here pretty quick, Chewie.
Shuttle Tidarium, transmit the clearance code for shield passage.
Transmission commencing.
Now we find out if that code is worth the price we paid.
It'll work.
Vader's on that ship.
Now don't get jittery, Luke.
I'm endangering the mission. I shouldn't have come.
Where is that shuttle going?
Shall I hold them?
No. Leave them to me. I will deal with them myself.
As you wish, my lord. Carry on.
Shuttle Tidarium. Deactivation of the shield will commence immediately. Follow your present course.
Okay. I told you it was going to work.
Well, I hope you've enjoyed part 4 of the story of Return of the Jedi LP from 1983. Stay tuned for part 5 in our next episode. Well, that's all the time we have for today. We really appreciate you all taking the time to join us as we looked at the Star Wars Insider number 150. We talked about the Star Wars Underworld and Han's backstory. We had Clone Wars information about the lost episodes and comic book. Rebels information about our extended look and some of the actors that will be joining us in that show. Harrison Ford getting injured on the set of Episode 7. And Lupita Nyong'o joining us for her views. In gaming, we talked about Attack Squadrons being canceled, the new Star Wars Screen Maker, the new EA website, and the Star Wars Battlefront, and then we also finished up with our Story of Return of the Jedi LP Part 4 from 1983. We hope that you have enjoyed the show. If you have any feedback or comments that you would like to provide to us, you can send us an email at podcast@galactic-voyage.com. Feel free to also join us on Twitter at Galactic Voyage. You can also visit our website, galactic-voyage.com. And if you go to the show page, you can leave us a voicemail using the SpeakPipe application. My name is Gary Willis. We're so glad you've joined us. And always remember that
you've taken your first step into a larger world.
Joining us on the Galactic Escape Pod, the official podcast of galactic-voyage.com. This podcast is for entertainment purposes only and is not endorsed in any way by Lucasfilm Limited. Star Wars, all sounds, characters, and music are the property of Lucasfilm Limited, all rights reserved. All original content in this podcast is the intellectual property of galactic-voyage.com.